Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3092, When Life Gets Hard, 6 Things Your Soul Needs to Hear, by Jennifer of simplyfiercely.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. I've been doing this for many years with the goal of bringing a bit more happiness, motivation, or inspiration into your day. And it's an award-winning podcast thanks to you and your support. Thank you for coming back to listen every day. It means a lot. And with that, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. When Life Gets Hard, 6 Things Your Soul Needs to Hear, by Jennifer of simplyfiercely.com. I know that when life gets hard, it's easy to feel discouraged. I've been there too. And these are a few gentle reminders for anyone who needs to hear them. Quote, "Dreams are whispers from your soul." Unknown. It's early evening. I'm sitting on my bedroom floor with the windows open, listening to the faint sound of waves in the distance. I inhale the crisp autumn air, and with the change of season comes the scent of possibility. In my heart, something is pulling. Deep down, I know that the life I'm living is miles away from the life that's meant for me. I start to daydream about change and what it might feel like to do something different. But first, I take a look around. To my right sits my overflowing closet. The contents are spilling onto the floor next to me, an expansive tangle of handbags and ridiculously high heels. To my left is my alarm clock, ticking loudly. Time passes too quickly, and I feel a momentary rise of panic as I think about the morning. Another long day is waiting for me, and the weight of my responsibilities already feels unbearable. Then, out of the corner of my eye, I notice the mirror. I cross the room to stare at my reflection, and this is what I see staring back at me. A career that leaves me feeling empty. A marriage that doesn't feel right. A mountain of debt that's slowly drowning me. I exhale and feel the expectations, fear, and self-doubt settle on my shoulders. I turn off the light and go into bed, my heart heavy. When I sat down to write this blog post, this is the woman I thought of, a younger version of myself, alone in her room, trapped by her own fears. I know that she is not alone. I know that other women are out there with their souls slowly suffocating who are holding back from truly living because they're afraid of failure and judgment. If you're one of these women, if like me, you felt the pulling in your heart and the weight on your shoulders, then I wrote this for you. These are lessons that at some point my soul needed to hear, or perhaps I still need to hear. I hope they speak to you as well and help you on your path forward. Gentle words for when things get hard. I originally wrote this in 2016. Since then, life has gotten arguably harder for people all around the world. I've added a few updates, and hopefully this post finds its way to anyone who needs to read it. Number one, it's okay not to want what everyone else wants. Give yourself permission to chase your dreams, not everyone else's. I know it's scary. Other people will doubt you. They'll tell you, one day you'll regret this. You'll start to doubt yourself. But trust me, when there's pulling in your heart, it doesn't go away, and ignoring it will only cause you more pain in the long run. I've walked away from careers, a marriage, a home, and most of the things I spent my life accumulating, and it has never been easy. But I know what feels right, and I know I'll never regret being true to myself. Number two, it's okay to change your mind about what you want. I know we just established that it's tough to be true to yourself and chase your dreams, so I understand that it's even tougher to change your mind. It often means starting at square one and taking three giant steps backwards when everyone else seems to be moving forward with their lives. But remember this, trying new things means that you're brave enough to take chances, and changing your mind means you're wise enough to learn from the experiment. Don't be scared or embarrassed to change course if you notice something isn't working for you. You weren't wasting your time. You were learning and growing and being perfectly human in a very imperfect world. Number three, you are not defined by what you own or how you earn your living. You are defined by how you make people feel, by how you treat small animals, by what makes you laugh, and by what makes you cry. You are not defined by the shoes in your closet, the car in your garage, or the number on your paycheck. What you do is what you're passionate about. It might be your career, but it doesn't have to be. Don't be limited by the labels other people give you. You are intrinsically worthy and wonderful. You don't have to prove this to anyone. Number four, anger and fear are normal emotions. For a long time, I hated myself for feeling angry or afraid. I thought it was a sign of weakness, and I was ashamed of myself for being vulnerable. But time has taught me that these intense emotions are not something to hide. Instead, research shows that they're actually crucial to our well-being. Anger can help us understand our priorities. After all, we often feel angry when our values have been violated, or allow us to understand our needs better. And I've learned that embracing fear can lead to a great adventure. Expressing your emotions is a sign of humanity and authenticity, and there's never any shame in being yourself. Instead of suppressing emotions, try to listen and learn from them. Number five, something doesn't have to last forever to be successful or valuable. One thing I've heard time and time again and occasionally thought to myself whenever considering a career or relationship change is, there goes X years of my life wasted. It's a haunting thought. But please, let's consider a different way of thinking. After all, what is success? What makes something valuable? Were there beautiful mornings? Was there laughter? Did you learn something about yourself? Do you have memories that you'll treasure forever? I know that when life gets hard, it's easy to want to write off our mistakes, but the truth is that the seasons of our lives will change and they are all beautiful in their own way. Number six, your happiness is a valid reason for wanting or doing something. And finally, you don't owe anyone an explanation for following your heart and doing what brings you joy. But if you do feel obligated to respond, your happiness is reason enough. You don't need to explain yourself any further. You are important, your feelings are important, and your dreams are important. Please always remember that. Life will be hard. Final thoughts. No matter what you do to simplify or create ease, there will always be times when life gets hard. Complex feelings and experiences are the inevitable reality of being alive. What isn't predetermined is how we deal with our pain, fear, and insecurities. We can either face these challenges head on and learn from the mistakes and the mess, or look elsewhere for relief. In my experience, the latter is almost always short-lived. New shoes might bring momentary joy, and keeping busy will keep you numb, but eventually we all have to face the truth of who we are. The question is, how will we cope? Will we find the courage to make hard choices, feel our big feelings, and start over if we need to? Or will we hide what's in our hearts, settling for a life half-lived, one that feels safe but slowly eats away at you? These aren't easy choices, but I hope you know that whatever you're facing, you are not alone. The world is full of beautiful, messy people who make life worth living, and I hope this post reminds you that you are one of them. You just listened to the post titled, When Life Gets Hard, 6 Things Your Soul Needs to Hear by Jennifer of simplyfiercely.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body, from food to supplements. I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Jennifer. I completely agree with changing your mind about what you want. For some reason, it can be seen as being a flip-flopper or wishy-washy and lacking strength or some sort of compass if you tend to change your mind. But I've never really understood that personally. I think it's a huge strength. If we never change our minds, or as Jennifer talked about, change our wants, how could we be learning and growing? Change is inevitable in all parts of our lives, so it would be expected that our minds are no different. What you want today could be completely different than what you want tomorrow, and that's okay, and possibly a great thing. I changed my major probably 4 or 5 times in college before settling on business. For me, it just took that long to truly understand what I like. And I wouldn't take that back because I got to take some interesting courses and explore different ideas. If I had stuck with my original major, which was computer science, I'd most likely be unhappy in my work right now, or definitely would have been more stressed in college and enjoyed the classes a lot less. So it's a good point, something that doesn't come up very frequently on this show. But I'll leave it there for today. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.